Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, I got a big weekend. I'm going out to the Gaylord this weekend.
You are?
Yeah. Oh. I'm going out for the ice show, the Charlie Brown Christmas, and also doing the Cirque show.
Don't forget to post about it.
I will.
Okay.
We got to
see inside your life.
And they say, that it's absolutely fascinating out there. Now, I've not been yet, but I've been in years past.
I'm so jealous of your life.
Yeah, you are?
Yes.
You're being facetious.
No,
You're not jealous of my life.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because you have the perfect age kid. Like, this is so fun.
Oh, the kid thing.
Oh, my God. I'm not, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you threw me off.
Well,
with
I mean.
You don't want five. Let me tell you.
I kind of do.
I don't wish it on anybody.
Because I have a 16-year-old that's like, what?
Who doesn't want anything to do with
you? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I get the kid thing.
Why are you even putting up all these trees?
I will tell you, the kid thing is really fun.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking so
especially
forward to
going,
it.
Taking him out there to the Gaylord. Can I just go with you guys and watch?
Again, last night, and I told you this yesterday, last night he wants me to get my phone out, pull up pictures of the Gaylord.
Oh, God.
And let's go through the pictures. Dad, let's go through the pictures. I want to see what we're going to. I want to see.
That's so
He's
fun.
So excited. He'll even sit there and say, Dad, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to get there.
So this is your tradition. So this, let's make it because
Let
me bring it
could
up to
be.
Speed. We were talking about this off the air, like what you do for Thanksgiving traditions, what you do for Christmas traditions, stuff like that. Like our Christmas tradition, because my mom had five brothers and sisters and they didn't want to exchange gifts. Somebody would get in the mix a prop. I don't like on a boat. I don't know why. But every year the prop got passed. It was just dumb. And we passed that around. And then one year it was a Clorox bottle that everybody saw. I don't know. Okay. It was just dumb stuff. But that was our tradition.
Yeah.
And BJ's like, I don't know if we have any. I'm like, you do.
No. Actually, I've thought about that.
Okay.
I've thought about that. And I'm a little bummed out. I'll be honest with you. I'm being really honest about this. I'm a little bummed out because the tradition of me cooking on Thanksgiving Day is going away this year. And I've done it for the past, Jamie, I've done it for the past, well, since you and I have been together, I've done it.
Oh, I didn't even think about this makes you sad.
Yeah, it does make me a little sad because there was an intervention of mother-in-law. Who insisted that she host this year at her house.
And you can't say anything.
And I can't say anything. I can't raise a ruckus over it. And I feel like part of a tradition that I've done for the last 12 years
has just been ripped apart.
Is it's been taken from me because I really enjoy cooking.
I
really enjoy it. I enjoy the clean. I like it all. I like preparing
That's
for
your
it.
Thing.
The shopping. It is my thing. And it's gone this year. But I will say this.
Was there like the food bad last year? Is it?
No. I don't think it had anything to do with the food. I think it was more
sure?
or less.
Maybe they're not telling you.
It wouldn't have gone for 12 years.
Well, I know, but maybe last
food.
Year was a bad.
No, it was not a bad year.
I'm just trying to figure out why it got
you're
yanked.
You're making me more angry than I already am.
I'm just trying to figure out why it got yanked from you.
Right,
there
has
to be a reason.
Let me ask you a question.
I know why, because you put the potatoes in with the skins.
Will you shut up for a minute?
Nobody likes that. The potatoes with the skins
I've
on
done
them.
It for 12 years.
Well, they've had enough.
Let me ask you a question. All right. Right now, my son's going to come over on Friday, okay, or Saturday. I think it's going to be Friday, though. I just texted him. I'm going to cook for us on Friday, okay? Full meal. The turkey,
and they're like,
another dressing.
Thanksgiving meal.
You know what? I know they're going to think that, but I don't give a damn.
And they're going to say this, and the peels are on the potatoes.
You know what? It's a weekend. You're supposed to be thankful, so suck it up. Suck it up. Right. Now, let me ask you a question, though. If I do it on Friday, is the tradition still alive?
Oh yes.
Yeah,
you're still the guy. You're still
because
the man.
I feel like it's not.
You have the outfit. You can put it back on.
Because
He has a chef hat.
I'm not doing
the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I got it with me.
I know. So, yes, it's still a tradition. You're good.
If I don't do Thursday tomorrow, and I do Friday instead, I'm still on
You're still the chef, man. You're still the chef.
I know.
I don't feel that way, though. I don't feel like I feel like that if I don't have a turkey on, I'm doing my dressing, I'm doing my green bean casserole as the Thanksgiving parade is on TV and the football comes. I don't feel the same.
All right, I have an idea.
What?
DVR all that stuff and have it on Friday.
Recreate Thanksgiving. We'll have two Thanksgivings.
Ta-da! Man, I'm a genius.
You're brilliant. I never even thought of that. Yeah. I'm gonna record the parade tomorrow.
Exactly.
And just fire that sucker up on Friday.
My God, I'm
Jamie,
amazing.
I love you. I love
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.